Big day tomorrow in Brisbane. Toowoomba 10,000 day. Disappointingly this morning, the scratching of Divine Centura out of the race. The horse just didn't walk out properly. Not 100% sound. Stuart Kendrick and the owners are doing investigations with the vets, but Divine Centura is out of the Doomben 10,000, where Bjorn Baker's got one of the main chances for My Music Magnate. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, Andrew.
We're down to 9 in the race now, mate. Disappointingly for those owners of that horse, but Music Magnate, spoke to you on Tuesday after the horse's work, and you were quite confident about his chances even at that stage.
Yeah, I think he's definitely come on well from Scone. He's travelled up well. He's never looked better. And I think this preparation is the first time he's really been set up well. Often he's better third up. He ran really well at Scone after a month between runs. So confident he'll put his best foot forward, as he always does, and whether it's good enough to win the Doomben 10,000, I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
There's going to be good pace. Two Blue will put the pace on. Divine Centura probably would have been another one, but it's obviously now not there. But we know how the pace can be with Two Blue, but I guess you want something to sort of press forward and make sure the pace is solid. Could that be your horse?
Yeah, he's got natural early speed, and he always tends to put himself right there. And we won't change anything. We've got Kieran McAvoy on, and I'm sure he'll do a lot of homework, and he's had a couple of fields at Music Magnate. So he's got good speed. I envisage we'll be sort of in the front half and maybe more forward. So it would just depend how he jumps.
Yeah, exactly. But as I say, Two Blue off the run the other day. I know Christian Buchanan, you know, knows that her mare likes it out in front, and obviously Paul King does. So we'll wait and see what unfolds. But listening to you, you've done your job that just over 24 hours to go, that there's a big chance of a Group 1.
Yeah, I will see. We'll see what happens. But it's good to have a runner in the Doomben 10,000, yep. And it's a time-honoured race, so it's great to be involved.
This two-year-old tomorrow, the size is no walk in the park. You've been tempted by sending Cadogan up. You've been tossing it around, but you're obviously committed to running now.
I'm still thinking about it, because okay, there is a good race for him next week. So we're sort of 50-50. We'll just see, I guess, have a look at the scratchings in the morning and weigh it up. But he's travelled up well. He's in great order. His last one was very good. I think he'll be better, whether it's tomorrow or the Saturday week. He's had a run over 1,400, so that'll hold him in good stead.
Okay, so I took it for granted that you'd sent him up, that he was going to run, but that, listening to you, it's not a guarantee.
Not a guarantee, no.
Okay. All right, we'll wait and see on that. Horse has done everything well, obviously, since the other day, though.
Yep, very happy with him.
Yep. Rowinda, it's gone up there?
She's up. She's scratched from Ramwick.
Yep.
She's a filly. You've got to have a crack at these black-type races, and their last run at Scone was very good. Up to 1,200 should suit, and she'll be able to put herself probably forward in midfield, and she should be strong at the finish.
Okay, so the other day it went back at Scone, but you feel that she can be ridden a bit closer?
A little bit closer, yep.
Yep, okay. All right, well, we'll wait and see what you end up with Cadogan with Brisbane. You've got a few in at Randwick tomorrow. How's the confidence for tomorrow?
I guess you can never be too confident. They're all competitive races, and always are in Sydney. But Sandra Vasey, she's really well. She came out of the same race as Rowinda, was yep, only beaten under a length. So she's sort of probably back in grade. She'll go well. Zatopaz, we may run them on Wednesday at Warwick Farm. Yet that race has come up much stronger than what I thought it would be.
Colonel Custer is the one.
He'll be prominent for a long way. He'll push forward, and hopefully he can stay forward.
If there was a good run tomorrow, could you look at Brisbane?
Yeah, oh, he's still in the Derby, so yeah, he's going to really have to run well to consider it, but it would be hard not to have a good look if he does run well.
Okay, we'll wait and see. Mate, good luck. Exciting times when you get a horse into a Group 1. Hope they run well, all of them, tomorrow, but particularly Music Magnate.
Brilliant.
Thanks a lot, Bjorn.
Thanks, Andrew.
Bjorn Baker there. Sean Ritchie is online. Sean's got this horse, Street Smart, that's lining up against Colonel Custer in that fourth at Randwick. Morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, I know Craig's here. Have you ever thought of coming over and basing yourself here?
I did come over. I tried about early 2000s, but I came over at the same time as Chris Waller and got left behind.
Fair dinkum. I can't remember that.
Yeah, I was there for a couple of years. I think okay. We both sort of come into town at the same time in Rose Hill here. I think we had four or six horses each in work. And I left a couple of years later with about 20 in work, but certainly no stars or no horses that were going to take us through to Group 1 level. So well, we had a couple of city winners, we decided to go home and try and attack from New Zealand.
Well, what about this horse? I spoke to you last weekend and you were keen to get some prize money maybe for Brisbane in the next couple of starts. How's the horse come over?
Yeah, look, he's a very laid-back style of horse. He's got a very good attitude. He's eaten everything and done particularly well. I guess we just have to find if we're up to the grade. You know, we're relying a little bit on the very good record of three-year-old stayers, staying horses coming from New Zealand over here and doing super well. So, you know, we don't compete with your sprinters, as we all know, but three-year-olds over 2,000 metres have been more than competitive. So he's got a few little tendencies to drift a little bit, but I think the booking of Ty Anglin should help him.
Okay, Ty, as we know, is a strong rider. He won the other day when he came off a Group 2 into a rating 65 race, and I guess that's what you wanted to see him sort of bounce and win the race.
He really needed to win his last start. You know, the quality of that opposition was probably not high. But look, he did it with a little bit of authority. He is a genuine stayer. He carried 59.5 against the older horses in that race. It was 2,100 metres on a slow track. So running the distance, of course, is no question for him. He's obviously can stay, that's for sure. But we would want to see a little bit of speed on. If it turned into a sit and sprint, well, that wouldn't suit him on Saturday.
Okay. And is he a horse that does get back? Because you've obviously drawn wide here tomorrow. Does he automatically get back?
It's a little bit of a nuisance, that wide draw. It would have been nicer if we could have ridden them a little bit handier. There appears a few that get back in the race, and obviously a few trainers stepping to 2,000 metres would like to ride their horses cold to make sure that they get every opportunity to run the trip out, with a lot of them having their first crack at the distance. So it would have been nice to draw good and be midfield or even perhaps a little handier than that, but that opportunity's probably been taken away from us. Mm. I'll leave it to Ty on how he leaves the barrier. But, you know, as I say, if it does turn into a bit of a sit sprint, it certainly won't suit him. So if he gets too far back and they don't go hard up front, well, his chances are going to be in trouble.
Yep, okay, he wants genuine pace. All right, well, we'll wait and see, because tomorrow, listening to you, he needs to run well for you to press on to Brisbane.
Yeah, two reasons there. Obviously, he needs to put a bit of peace of mind for ourselves to prove he's good enough. Because it'll only get harder in Brisbane, as we all know. And obviously, prize money in New Zealand, the horse hasn't won anywhere near enough prize money to get into a derby. So he probably has to win the race to guarantee a run in the Crimson Derby.
All right. We're relying on Ty Anglin for a good ride. Good luck tomorrow, Sean. Hope Street Smart in the fourth can run well.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Andrew. Sean. Sean Ritchie there from Cambridge. He's here in Sydney with Street Smart in race four tomorrow at Randwick. John O'Shea's about to join us. Just before he does, pending news. I thought it might have been coming out, or it may have indeed come out, but I've spoken with Neil Werrett via text this morning and was chasing up who could have been the trainer of the Exceed and Excel filly, the Black Caviar, the first that Black Caviar gave birth to a few years ago now, a couple of years ago, a filly. It is going to be a Melbourne trainer, but they're still not willing to say who that trainer is. So we'll keep an ear on that one over the next few days for the Exceed and Excel Black Caviar filly. It will be a Melbourne trainer, but no decision on that person at this stage. John O'Shea's online. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Just first up on Holler, we're going to see the horse in a gallop tomorrow with the stablemate Federal.
Yeah. A little burn round at the races and just blow out a few cobwebs before he gets on the plane Tuesday.
Yeah, on the plane Tuesday and all in readiness for that trip. He's weights well and all that. They normally can lose a few Ks on that flight.
He'd be a bit like you and I, Andrew. He'd probably put on a bit of weight for the trip. he does pretty well.
Yeah, that's good. And you're happy off that trial and then the gallop tomorrow. You're sending him there in A1 order?
Oh, he's getting there. I think the gallop tomorrow will just bring him on.
Yep.
And just lay a bit of room for a nice couple of pieces of work when he gets to England. He's a very gross doing colt, and we just he copes with plenty of work, and hopefully if he travels well, we'll have him there in as good order as we can have him, and he'll acquit himself well.
And Bow Creek is there, went to the UK after running in Hong Kong. It's likely that he'll race for you there?
No, he probably hasn't done as well as we'd like.
Okay.
So he's going to have a little break.
Okay, so a break for Bow Creek. Looking forward, obviously, tomorrow, the Glen Logan. Cassini's a short price favourite here, John, but I wanted to get you on this morning to get thoughts on how forward she is for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, she had, she's done enough work to be competitive tomorrow.
Okay. She's obviously not wound up fully.
No, she's in as good a form as we could have her for a first up run. And, as to whether we go on with it after tomorrow or, we'll just get through tomorrow. And,
yep.
It's just about sort of getting her rating up a little bit. Getting some miles into her legs and without sort of overtaxing her, So, obviously, yes. I think if she probably would have won the Arrowfield, I would have run her in the 10,000 tomorrow.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful opportunity to run in a Group 1. But she just had those couple of runs after her first three wins where not everything's gone her way. And so I thought we'd take a step back and give her the opportunity to build a nice record and build some confidence and not overtax her at this early stage of her career.
Looking at it, there's only two races before it, so you haven't got a lot to learn from, but it'll be interesting to see where James wants to ride her tomorrow.
Oh, look, I don't think she'll be too far from them, Andrew. I think you've fraught with danger going back at Doomben, the rail out. And she's got good natural speed. She led in one of Furious. I think the opportunity to present, in a forward fashion out of the gate would be the right strategy.
All right. What about Suchet? The way it finished off the other day was really encouraging.
Well, he was one horse that we'd sort of allowed plenty of improvement off his first run. He looks to have made that nice improvement. And, he's chugging along nicely. So, hopefully he gets the right run and relaxes nicely and hits the line well in preparation for Group 1 in a couple of weeks.
Do you think, I know the previous couple of runs the horse had been sitting up on the pace. Have you got a feel on what's the best way to ride Suchet?
Well, he's still learning his trade.
Yep.
I mean, we rode him relevant to his tracks. Way he was on some, he'd drawn some soft gates on fast ground at Rose Hill, and there's no point again going back there. So, he's got a different goal this time. He's got a goal to run a mile in a Group 1, so yep. I'd be inclined just to box seat him again and give him a chance to finish his race.
You told us last week, John, that Unbreakable, the three-year-old, didn't have an ideal trip back from Melbourne, how it was going to fly to Brisbane and then had to float back. How's Unbreakable got to Queensland?
He's in great order. Yeah, he's had a couple of pieces of work right-handed at Osmond Park and then lobbed into Queensland yesterday morning in tremendous order. So, he hasn't had the best of gates, but he's a horse that rolls forward in his work and makes his own luck.
And SEL, the other one in that race from a Derby point of view, not ended for the Derby, so I guess tomorrow tells you a fair bit.
Yeah, look, if he was to run well, we'd definitely pay the late fee. He hasn't had a lot of luck there his last start. As long as he runs well on Saturday and Damien's happy with him, I think we'd play the late fee.
Yeah, understand. All right, they're the ones for Brisbane. I won't hold you up too long because I can hear you're still going through work, but we're interesting to see Flo tomorrow in that first at Randwick, given that there is a chance of Brisbane.
Yeah. Have you had any update on the track there, Andrew?
The track is a good 4 and a Peno of 5.08. So, mate...
Yeah, I just...
They only got 0.2 mil of water, with that light showers yesterday morning.
Yeah, that is firm as I've heard the penetrometer at Randwick for some time. He's a nice horse. He just needs to execute a little bit better than what he did his last start. If he was to run well, we'd definitely give consideration to running the mile because that's his optimum trip.
You ask about the track condition. Are there any in your mind there tomorrow that you're weighing up?
Yeah, there's a couple there that if it's too hard, they'll stay home.
Okay.
Just had a chap walk the track yesterday and thought that it was very, very firm.
Okay.
So we're just going to have another look at it today and see if they put some water on it and make a decision at the end of the day.
I guess there's some chance of showers tomorrow too, but you have to make the decision. Mate, we got a shorty Raw Impulse in this Mackell Cup, but you talk to people and they say Havana Cooler's over the odds. How do you see tomorrow's race with Havana Cooler?
Well, he's a good mile and a half horse. We're just happy with him. His form's been excellent all preparation. So, you know, it's just his pet trip and pet track. So, he's got a bit of weight there tomorrow. But Darren Torres does look very sharp. So, but our fella's a good mile and a half. So, it's a whole new pain barrier when you get to a mile and a half, Andrew.
The favourite hasn't been to that trip before. So, we'll wait and see. Duke of Valentinoir and Sabcat?
Duke of Valentino will be scratched. He's got a cough.
Okay.
Sabcat, he didn't enjoy Melbourne, but he's definitely got himself back in the right frame of mind since he's been back in Sydney, and he rolled forward there and put himself in the race. Might be advantageous to be in that position tomorrow, and hopefully that's the case.
Now, I haven't mentioned Careless and also Divine Sanction and Archie Barber. Are they the ones that you're looking at that may not run?
Careless will run. Archie Barber, doubtful if the ground's too firm. A three-year-old has to run because he's trying to break his way into a derby. So, we're happy with him. He should run, give a good account of himself.
All right, we'll wait and see tomorrow morning and after your people have walked the track. Good luck. I hope it's a good day for you.
Cheers, Andrew.
Thanks, John. John O'Shea. Zach Purton's online. He heads to Brisbane. I wonder when the last time he rode there. When was it, Zach? Do you remember it?
Yeah, I was actually there last year.
Oh, well, yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
As soon as you put your foot in it.
Yeah, I knew. As soon as I said it, I thought, you betcha. I reckon he was there last year.
Yeah. I was on Singer Waller's, won a couple of races. Gets out, runs along. John Singleton owns it. Strawberry Boy.
Strawberry Boy.
I won a couple of races on him, but... Yeah, I rode Sacred Star in the 10,000.
Yep.
He ran a good race, but obviously didn't win it.
No, well, you're back tomorrow. And look, it's an opportunity. I want to talk about the obviously Fell Swoop, but this Sacred Elixir that you're on for Tony Pike, you've got that relationship, obviously. You would have seen the last start when it's a step up tomorrow in a pretty competitive size, but I know Tony's got a pretty good opinion of this one.
Yeah, of course. He came over with a good rap on him, and he hadn't done much wrong in New Zealand. Obviously, they put the blinkers on him just before he came over, and he's bred to get over a little bit more ground. His win at the Sunshine Coast, I thought, was pretty solid. It was a very soft win. You know, he steps up in distance again here, and he's probably just got to relax a little bit more than what he did the other day. And if he can do that, I'm sure he's going to hit the line well.
What are you hearing about Brazen in the last race, the Grand Prix, from, I guess, a derby point of view?
Yeah, that's his race. That's what he's been set for. Things didn't go 100% to plan the other day. He had to make that early move. He's another one that looked to over-race a little bit. So my job will be to get him to switch off and try and relax and help him, guide him through this race en route to the derby. And hopefully he hits the line well and can run over the top of him. But he's going to be better suited when he gets to Eagle Farm, I think.
Yeah, we will hear that regularly, I reckon, over the next week or two when we get back there tomorrow week. What about Fell Swoop? You would have watched the replays of this horse, some queering barrier one, some not. How do you see tomorrow?
Yeah, prior to his last run, I had a question mark on whether he could get past 1,200 metres, but he sat wide there with no cover and he seemed to hit the line as strong as anything else in the race, so... He deserves his chance at the distance. Barrier one sometimes in a small field can be more of a hindrance than a help. They become very tactical races and you can get caught in the wrong spot. So hopefully the speed is genuine enough that it presents him with the right run, and from there we'll get to see if he can do it.
Yeah,
he's proven himself at weight for age and he deserves his shot at this race.
He does. He's been slightly forgotten. I know Ascadelli is coming off the Queen of the Turf win there during the carnival, but Fell Swoop has got that fitness now that's up and going. And you trust the judgment of Matt Dale, don't you, Zach? He knows the horse so well and he just feels that 1350 and maybe a bit more than that is going to be perfect for the horse now.
Yeah, well, he knows exactly what he's doing. He places his horses very well. He's a very good trainer, and you know, whatever he says, obviously I take you know, on board and with a lot of confidence as well. You know, we'll all see after tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Where he's at, but you know, it's not just a one horse race. Sometimes smaller fields can bring about strange results, and hopefully we can turn the favourite over.
And how's your confidence, mate? How's the season, you know, gone so far? Because you're closing in on the end of it there in Hong Kong.
Yeah, I've been going really well. Obviously, recently, the start of the season was a little bit difficult. I fractured my ankle 2 days before the start of the season. I got kicked by another horse going to the gates in a barrier trial, so that didn't help. And then when I came back, I got 3 quick suspensions in a row. So by the time we got halfway through the season, I'd missed 30% of it, which you can't really do in a place like this. So it was hard to pick my momentum up. But the last 2 months, things have gone back to the way they were. I've been going really well, and I'm closing the season off in pretty good style. But I'm also looking forward to the end of it and having a nice break and getting ready for next season.
Yeah, exactly. This is how many seasons for you there? And I guess the next part of that question is that you're very much intended to stay there?
Yeah, of course. I've been here, well, by the time we get to the end of this season, which is only 4 or 5 weeks from concluding, I would have been nine seasons, which has gone pretty quick. Actually, the first year was incredibly tough and felt like it took 5 years in itself. Mm. But every year from then has gone really well and gone quicker and got better. And, you know, I'm pretty comfortable here. We like the lifestyle. You know, only racing 2 days a week has its benefits. Don't have to do all the travelling that you do back home. And I enjoy it, so I don't really have any plan to go back home. Everyone's put their applications in the last 2 weeks for next season. I think the committee here sits down sometime next week or maybe the week after to decide who's going to be on the roster. So hopefully I get another gig and we'll just keep pressing on.
Yep, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow, mate. It's only been like that, 12 months. Jeez, it's gone quick. We look forward to seeing you in Brisbane again tomorrow, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Zach. Zach Purton joining us there, talking about his key rides. Just some other little snippets for tomorrow's racing. As I said, Doomben is rated good, penetrometer 5.1, and Randwick's a good 4 with a peno of 5.08. They're still saying maybe a few showers tomorrow. You've heard the thoughts of John O'Shea. Spoke with Joe Pride this morning. He's got I Am Zalady back at Randwick in that fifth race tomorrow. A little bit unknown at that shorter trip of 1,100. The horse will be certainly hitting the line. He's also got New Tipperary, a nice progressive type who's got no early pace, so will be ridden off pace tomorrow. New Tipperary. He's also got Rock Sturdy lining up in the Lord Mayor's up there in Queensland, and the horse was taken to the beach yesterday and ended up floricking in the water with a dolphin, and the horse was calling out, making noises, and every time the dolphin went away, Rock Sturdy would make these noises and the dolphin would reappear. It was quite a change of environment for Rock Sturdy. So Joe Pride is hoping that that really switches the horse on for the Lord Mayor's Cup tomorrow. Adam Eve, it's going to line up in the 1200 rather than the Tab Highway tomorrow. Norm Gardner feels the horse was poorly weighted in the Tab Highway, that the 54 kilos is better over the 1200 metres. He'll plan to have Adam Eve just sitting off the pace. A really relaxed filly is that one. And from the stables of Gary Nixon, Volier resumes tomorrow off a freshen. In fact, it was a bit more than that. After its last run, it had a minor scare where it basically collapsed and was taken to the Randwick Equine Centre. The vets looked after it. They really don't know what happened. Nothing was found. The horse is back in work, obviously, for a number of weeks and runs fresh tomorrow. They're looking forward to seeing Volier line up after that minor scare a couple of months ago.